Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Caleb Williams is ready to go for tonight. Ready to be a quarterback in the NFC North, even against his former USC guy, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who got paid. Because that's not the only news. The draft today in the NFL, yeah, some contract extensions as well. The playoffs continue both on the ice and on the court. We'll definitely have to talk about that. The Miami Heat lighting it up from three and somehow making a series out of things with Boston. That could be a part of the conversation this morning. But we are now just 11 hours away from the NFL draft. What are we watching for? How are we going to bet it in the places where you can bet it? And what will change teams' fortunes for the 2024 season and beyond tonight when it all gets started at 8 o'clock in Detroit? It's BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. We got a huge show planned for you, our own BetQL Daily Mock Draft. See if we can get through at least the top 10 of the first round in the final hour of the show. After we talk to Matthew Friedman of Fantasy Life, he'll give us his latest angles and latest mock draft as well. Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaCanfora at 10:20 a.m. Eastern. Right after we catch up with Cam Smith of Live on the Line to talk about those NBA playoffs I just mentioned. OKC does what a one seed is supposed to do at home. And like I said, Miami perhaps does something we did not expect against a one seed at home. NFL draft best bets throughout the show. Maybe even some draft day drinking games for you who want to make a party of it tonight. By all means, we welcome you to do so. But here we are live coast to coast on the BetQL Network, wherever you may be in the world. On your Odyssey app, download it today and take us with you, AUDACY. It's free. And then whether you're at home, you're in the car, you're at work, you're at the gym, you're at the store, whatever you're doing, you got BetQL Daily with you, including on demand in podcast form, wherever you get your podcasts. Ton of info on the screen today, so you want to make sure if you can, you're watching the show, whether it's primary on your first screen or on your secondary screen, twitch.tv/BetQL, and YouTube, just search Odyssey Sports. Who knows what stadium he may play in a few years, Joe, but we know Caleb Williams is going to be a Chicago Bear, and from there, who knows where it goes tonight?
I think we have a pretty strong idea that it's going to be Jaden Daniels at number two. I think so. Now, I've been saying all along, we don't know after one. I think the morning of the draft that we have a strong idea. Now, after that is when it really gets interesting. You know, we've been saying for a while that you can make the argument that the draft starts at number five as well. And holy cow, people very close to that organization, what they have been saying since late last night, what? Now it's Latham if they stand pat? That's what Daniel Jeremiah has in his final mock, as I've been spending my morning catching up on everybody's final mock draft. That would be fascinating. It kind of fits the way their offensive line sets and the pieces that they have and the head coach that they brought in. Like, I'm fascinated with that angle. But, you know, quarterbacks, we always go to the quarterbacks. If it is Daniels, what did the Patriots do at three? It's obvious they're going quarterback. It's just a matter of which quarterback. And the one they don't take, is that the one that falls? I'm thinking it's going to be McCarthy at three. That's where I'm at. McCarthy to New England. Now, does someone trade up for May to that Arizona spot? I don't know. There's always a faller. Could May fall a little bit, but maybe not too far. Oh, man, I can't wait. Even when we think we know we have it all figured out, we have no idea. We're going to see odds that are minus 500 on guys, and they're going to be dead wrong when we get to the draft tonight.
Yeah, and the trades are fascinating. What could happen there, like in the top five, you know, because Marvin Harrison Jr. to four seems like a lock, but if he's still available, do the Chargers go there? Are they set on an offensive lineman? Are they looking to trade? So many fascinating things that could happen. But the Latham stuff, Joe, I did not see that coming. It's been Joe Alt, I thought, there, and now looks like they're focused on Latham. I guess because you've got a new head coach and then a new GM there coming from the Ravens organization, just it seems like he does want an offensive lineman from what I was reading this morning, but really, who knows?
Maybe throwing people off the scent. One last smoke signal to try and get people off the scent, perhaps. Maybe it's not even an offensive lineman at all at number five. Maybe they look at it and say, man, our receiving core was ravaged this offseason. Wasn't exactly very healthy most of the last couple of years to begin with, but our guy we took last year doesn't necessarily look like a wide receiver one. There's Malik Nabers maybe sitting there at number five. And I tend to agree with you, Joe, that I think J.J. McCarthy ends up with the Patriots, but not at number three. I think it happens at number six. I think we get a deal between three and six, and the Giants make the move up to three for Drake May, as that chatter has increased in the last couple of days as well. Giants know they can't go into another season, or at least into the future, I guess I should say, with Daniel Jones as the guy. They know he's not the guy. They've told anybody who's willing to listen behind the scenes, hey, don't tell anyone that he's not our guy, but he's not our guy. And they're okay with trading up to three. They don't have to give up too much. The Patriots still get to move back and get their quarterback, who Robert Kraft has said, we got to have a quarterback. And oh, by the way, you want to make an old man happy? Give him something that reminds of him of something he used to have, a Michigan quarterback. And oh, yeah, Robert Kraft would love that. I think it works out perfectly that we see May go number three to the Giants, and the Patriots sit at six and nab McCarthy. Maybe that's just the narrative in my head, though.
Okay, so I agree with about half of that. I agree that the Giants need to take a quarterback. They do. But I don't think they have to move up. You know, with what I just threw out there, and I'm not seeing anybody mock this, is just what I was thinking. I do think that they need to take a quarterback while everybody is pretty much mocking them to take wide receiver. Most people have neighbors. They've had neighbors for quite some time. I'm not sure if that pans out, but you need a quarterback bad. Could they sit there and the one they want fall to them? And you said they wouldn't have to give up that much. I don't know that we know that. We've seen many, many years where teams move up one spot to secure that they get their guy, and they are mortgaging the future, especially when you're talking about those top few picks in the draft. So I think there's a chance where, if May's their guy, what I threw out there about McCarthy going three, wide receiver four, O-lineman five, and May could fall to them at six, which haven't seen anybody have. And I was actually looking at that. Drake May, number six overall, 22-1.
Ooh.
It's a good number if you like that scenario, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I think that could happen unless some other team makes a trade up to get May that we're not thinking of. There are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks, but I don't know. I mean, could the Vikings trade up and grab someone?
That's where Denver and Minnesota come into the conversation. Maybe even Vegas, right? More smoke this morning. Jaden Daniels can't get 3 minutes through an interview without somebody asking him about Antonio Pierce and what he would think of playing with the Raiders. And he always gives a glowing review of Antonio Pierce and then dials it back just enough to say, oh, I want to play wherever somebody wants me. He's answering all the questions correctly, but Aside from Daniels, which, like we've said, is fairly pretty much in ink at number two, there is the idea of Denver and Minnesota making a run to get up there to where they get the guy that they want. Are they in play at number three? What this tells us is that, kind of like you said off the hop there, Joe, it all starts at number three. New England can choose to take the guy that they like, or they can move back a couple spots, or they could move back, move way back if they really want to, and then maybe try to move back up. Like four and five, we know Arizona and the Chargers are not going quarterback. I think we can say that much. they're not going quarterback, but at six, depending on who's on the board there, definitely quarterback in play. And that's why if you're the Patriots, you don't want to move back any farther than six, unless you think you can move back up to four or five and essentially get your second pick. It's all over the place, but this is what's going to make tonight fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Man, I know. And I'm just looking at all these that are posted. It seems like not everybody, but most of the final mocks are May 3, Harrison 4. And I think that's where things start. Things shake up a little bit. I'm not buying into the neighbors before Harrison stuff. Yeah. It's a possibility. It's possible. Dane Brugler, his latest mock, Caleb Daniels, May Harrison. That's where a lot of people have it. But he has McCarthy 5. Obviously, there's a trade out there.
Yeah,
Minnesota. I'm just looking at the numbers. Yeah, Adunze, Alt. See, like, you're saying Giants 6, that they need to go quarterback. I don't have the Titans at 7 plugged in offensive linemen like everybody else seems to have. If one of those top few receivers falls, especially top two, I could see them making a move there.
Yeah, that's what Schrager has, right? The Vikings trading with the Titans to get McCarthy.
Yeah, I believe so.
At 7?
Yeah. I mean, I wonder. I mean, it's a great question how Tennessee views their own roster, right? Like, does Rand Carthen look at his, especially offensive side of the ball and go, okay, yeah, we're all right going forward into this season with this, knowing that quarterback is a three-headed question mark led by Will Levis. Running back is, I guess, Pollard with Tyjae Spears as the complement. All right, I don't totally hate it. And then, again, at wide receiver, an aging DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley in the mix now, and Treylon Burks, who didn't really show a ton last year. I could see them being okay with that at the skill positions while they try to further build out the offensive line. They went out and signed Cushenberry in the offseason. That doesn't mean they've got a second-round pick at one tackle. They've got a third-round pick at the other tackle, Skoronski inside, who maybe they could push out to tackle if they wanted to. They've still got some moves that I think it makes too much sense for them to go offensive line there. I get it, though. Like we said yesterday, don't get too cute. Don't overthink things, because the second you do that, you end up maybe going with a wide receiver there at 7 instead of offensive line. I think O-line makes a ton of sense for them there, though, in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah, I'm I'm looking forward to it a lot. It's the wide receiver 6.5. We'll go over some of our bets. It just feels like that's just going to be decided at the very end of the first round, because there are so many teams where you could envision them going. I mean, that run, like we talk about the quarterback run, possibly 11, 12, 13. Well, the wide receiver run, it appears that that would be late in the first round. Like, what at 27, if Arizona doesn't get a wide receiver early on, they could go wide receiver there. Of course, Buffalo, everybody has Buffalo taking a receiver. At the very end of the first round is probably when that bet gets decided. 29, San Francisco, rather 31, San Francisco, 32, KC. I know wide receiver, not a big need for the Niners, but people connected to that organization do have them taking a wide receiver in that spot. So that's why it's interesting. That's 6.5. That's probably going to come down to the very end tonight.
Yeah. So many good wide receivers too in this draft. I would think that that one does go over, but who knows? I mean, with all the trades and people desperate for quarterbacks, I still think Penix and Nix will get into the first round.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how much it costs to trade back into the late first round and how the dynamics around the Rams may be looking for a successor to Matt Stafford at 29 affects that buyback into the late first round. Who are you dealing with to get back into the late first round and maybe jump the Rams for one of those quarterbacks if you have an interest in one of them? Or do the Rams themselves trade out of the first round yet again? Because that's just, you know, that's their philosophy. Bleep them picks, right? And try to acquire something else to move back, or maybe actually gather picks later in the draft for what may be deeper at other positions. One position we didn't even talk about yet, and there's been a lot of names thrown out for who could be the first at this position. We'll get into next some of our NFL draft best bets as we continue throughout the day. Jason Lockenfor, a little more than an hour from now. Cam Smith of Live on the Line at 10 a.m. Eastern to get into the NBA playoffs as well. But it's draft day here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.